91X News.
It's 11 degrees and cloudy. I'm Sarah Iannetta with 91X News. Dean Brown was sentenced for 2 counts of first-degree murder and 1 count of attempted murder this morning in Picton. The sentence came after the court heard emotional victim impact statements. Brown has no chance of parole for 25 years. The 20-year-old Belleville man was convicted Wednesday of the first-degree murders of 46-year-old Tracy Hanna and her 14-year-old daughter, Whitney, and the attempted murder of Shannon Hanna. A dog abandoned at the Quinty Humane Society shelter in Belleville has escaped death by wriggling free of its collar. An inspector with the Ontario Society for the Protection of Animals says the dog was tied by a rope at the back door Thursday evening after the shelter had closed. The dog fell into the basement entrance of the shelter on Avonlow Road. Tex Ritter says the dog must have pulled its head through its leash, saving it from hanging itself, and then crawled out of the entrance. He believes the dog is running loose in the area, but he doesn't have a description of the animal. He believes it's a small dog based on the size of the collar. The shelter would like to hear from the person who left the dog so staff will know what kind of dog they're looking for. The City of Belleville's Downtown Task Force has released its first set of recommendations. Those recommendations were first released to Belleville residents at Empire Theater last night. James Bowler has the story.
The seats were full and the residents were full of questions when it came to last night's unveiling of the 5-year plan to update downtown Belleville. Mayor Neil Ellis explained that after much deliberation, the committee had finally come up with an answer.
We've had a vision, we have a plan that's doable, we think it's palatable, and we think it's going to be cost effective, along with partnerships, along with community, along with a lot of help from everybody.
The city's director of recreation, Mark Fleur, made all aware Campbell Street was the first target in their sights. But as Fleur explained, it's not just going to be about looks.
This is like multi-pronged. So in other words, it's not going to be just an investment in bricks and mortar, or it's not going to be just making things pretty. But they have to be functional.
Feelings after the meeting were mixed, but hopeful.
I do think that it's important that there's a start point, and I celebrate that today that it looks like there is a start, and I think we need to support those making those decisions to encourage them not to give up.
James Bowler, QNET News, Belleville.
Ontario residents are being warned to prepare for several possible transit strikes that could make the Monday morning commute a nightmare. GO Transit bus drivers could leave their buses in park if a deal isn't reached with its parent company, Metrolinx, by 12:01 Monday. GO Transit says its commuter trains would still run. And drivers for the three companies that operate buses in York Region could walk off the job Monday as well if new contracts can't be reached. Bus routes in jeopardy are in the communities of Markham, Richmond Hill, Whitechurch, Stouffville, Vaughan, Newmarket, Aurora, East Gwillimbury, and Georgina. That's 91X News to 202. Here's Kurt Weiss with sports.
Good afternoon. We'll start off with the Ontario Hockey League, where the Bulls are in action tonight. They face London. That game's at 7:30. The London Knights have 16-year-old OHL rookie scoring leader Max Domi. He's the son of former Leaf bruiser Ty Domi. Then in Junior A, the Trenton Goldenhawks play the Vaughan Vipers, and the Wellington Dukes are against the Peterborough Liftlock Stars. Both those games are at 7:30. 4 NHL games tonight. Dallas is on fire this year, and they'll go and visit the Ducks. San Jose visits New Jersey. Columbus goes to Detroit, and St. Louis welcomes Carolina. And Winnipeg Jets defenseman Dustin Byfuglien has pleaded not guilty to charges of boating under the influence of alcohol and or drugs. He got stopped on the water on Lake Minnetonka in August. Canadian Football League doubleheader tonight. The early games at 6:30 and the Edmonton Eskimos at Toronto Argonauts. Argos speedster Chad Owens is just 119 yards away from being the first player in pro football history to have 3,000 combined yards in consecutive seasons. The late game is the Rough Riders at Stampeders. That game's at 9:30. Calgary's quarterback won't be Henry Burris. It'll be Drew Tate, who replaces the struggling Burris. And CFL players can wear pink this weekend to raise awareness for women's cancers. In baseball, there's a day off for the World Series today before the series moves to Arlington, Texas tomorrow night for Game 3. In the NFL, there's news on former Redskins safety Sean Taylor, who was killed in 2007. There'll be a trial in Miami on January 30th next year. Miami-Dade circuit judge Dennis Murphy set the date today for the four men accused in murdering Sean Taylor 4 years back. And center Alan Krutz told his New Orleans Saints that he's leaving football after losing his passion for it. That's your sports. Here's Sarah Yanetta now with weather.
Today, cloudy, 40% chance of showers, high 11. Tonight, cloudy with a low of 4. Saturday, a mix of sun and cloud, low plus 3, high 13. Sunday, cloudy with 40% chance of showers, low plus 5, high 13. Monday, cloudy with 60% chance of showers, low plus 5, high 11. It's 11 degrees. I'm Sarah Yanetta with Kurt Weiss, 91X News, on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 3.
This is Quinty's New Rock Source.
CJLX 91.3 FM. 91X.fm.
Belleville.